Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Danica Cox about her 6 years as a naturalist for Henry County Conservation as she transitions into a new role. First of all, Danica, thanks for speaking with me again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The last time we spoke, we were previewing a Better Birder workshop earlier this month. How did that go overall?
It sounds like it went really well. My assistant naturalist was there with our speaker, and it sounds like they had a really great time. Unfortunately, the weather, you know, with the snow, their hike was a little brisk, but it sounds like they saw some really cool birds, and everybody had a really good time, and they're looking forward to our upcoming workshops.
Excellent. And you are going to be moving on from Henry County Conservation for a different position. So first of all, congratulations on getting the new position. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah. So the good news is I'm still staying in county conservation. I'm just jumping a county. I'm actually from Spencer, Iowa, so we're going to be heading back to that area. And I took a position with Dickinson County Conservation. So I'll still be doing pretty much the same work that I'm already doing, just a little bit more on the administrative side. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's great that you still get to at least have your toes dipped into the nature and wildlife side of things, because from what I've grasped in our few conversations, that is a big passion of yours.
It really is, and I'm excited to kind of continue that in my career.
So in the meantime, while they're searching for a replacement as head naturalist, is that going to affect or change any of the events going on at Henry County Conservation?
Well, we hope that it doesn't. My assistant naturalist, Shania Hansen, is still here, and she is gearing up for our busiest time of the year. We're going to be doing field trip. We've actually already started field trip season, but she's going to be continuing that season all the way through to the end of the school year, and then we are going to go headfirst right into summer camp. So whoever our new naturalist is going to get to jump in, you know, feet first. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but we're looking to kind of keep everything the same. So far, we haven't had to cancel anything, and hopefully we don't.
Jumping off from those summer camps, as we're getting closer and closer to summer, what are some things that people can be looking forward to?
Along with our summer camps, we also have we call it our self-guided hikes. So all of these hikes will run all summer long. We change them out every 2 weeks. And what they are is you come out to the park, you start at Turtle Town, which is that little building just right next to the Nature Center, and that's where our first sign is, and that's where you'll get all the information about how to do them and where to go. And as you walk along the trails, you'll have different, you know, fun facts, different games, all kinds of really cool stuff as you walk along the trail. So that's one of the really cool things you can do here at the park. We also have a few programs coming up as well. May 18th. We're going to have our Dutch oven cooking program, and this program is from 6 to 8 p.m. We do require pre-registration on mycountyparks.com. We ask that you get that into us on or before May 11th, so that way we have a little bit of time to purchase all of the food that we're going to need, because, of course, if you're going to do some Dutch oven cooking, then you will want to sample what you have made, and so those who show up will get to do that as well. We do charge for that. It's just $10 per participant, and you can pay that same fee online at mycountyparks.com. So we have that program coming up, and then not too long after that, we also have another one on May 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and it's going to focus on Iowa prairies. And so you're going to get to learn a little bit about prairie, and then we're going to carpool over to one of our areas, which we call Prairie Ridge, so that everybody will get a chance to explore the prairie for themselves. So that one is free, no charge at all, and we don't require a pre-registration, but we appreciate it, so we kind of know how many people to expect. Once again, you do that online at mycountyparks.com.
I'd like to shift the focus back to you, because you have spent the last 6 years with Henry County, correct?
I have, yeah. I can't believe it's been that long already. Time really flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely. And as you reflect on those 6 years, are there any memories or moments that resonate with you?
You know, honestly, all the good memories that I have been really around our programming. You know, I'm really going to miss those kids a lot in all the elementary grades that we've been in. And a lot of my best memories come from going into their classrooms and doing what we do and having them come out here to do some field trips as well. So, you know, I'm really going to miss the kids, and I'm honestly really going to miss the people in this community as well. I've made a lot of really great connections with a lot of really awesome people, and I'm going to miss them, but I'm hoping I'll make some new memories along the way.
I'm sure you'll have no problem doing that. And for the people who either met you, attended some of your events, or just went to the parks out in Henry County, is there anything else you'd like to say to those people that you've worked with over the last half decade or so?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just a shout out to all those people that I've, you know, worked with in the past. Like I said, I'm really going to miss you, and I'm really going to miss this community, and I will definitely always remember you with fondness. But, you know, I also don't want you to feel too sad either. You know, we still have a really great program out here, and I know my assistant, Shania, she's going to do great, and, you know, we're still going to offer all those same great things. So hopefully you don't feel too sad, but continue to partner with our department and to continue letting the kids have those same experiences.
That was Danica Cox joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about her 6 years as a naturalist for Henry County Conservation. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.